Margaret, exciting news. I am about to have a new baby nephew. And believe it or not, this will be my 13th nephew.
Amy, you're ready to give up your amateur status. You're a pro aunt at this point.
Our family has seen a lot of babies. And as soon as they start standing or walking, I send them all a whole lot of Pampers Cruisers 360.
Pampers Cruisers 360 don't have ordinary diaper tabs. Instead, they have a unique 360-degree stretchy waistband that moves with your newly mobile little one.
Pampers Cruisers 360 offer a gap-free fit that is up to 100% leak-proof, crucial once your baby is quite literally up and at 'em. And that gap-free fit helps prevent your baby from taking off their diaper, a habit you do not want them to get into.
You can say that again. And Pampers Cruisers 360 just got even better with a new blowout barrier. Need we even elaborate on the need for that, friends? For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
Download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers cash. Then redeem your Pampers cash for exclusive Pampers coupon savings and rewards.
Only redeemable via Pampers Club. Pampers cash has no cash value. Hello and welcome to Ask Margaret from What Fresh Hell, laughing in the face of motherhood, answering your parenting dilemmas one question at a time. Today's question comes from our Facebook group where a listener asks, what do you do with a kid who wants all the toys? I've got a second grader who insists all his friends' parents buy all the Pokemon cards, and my husband and I are the worst because we refuse to buy every single thing he asked for. He's got a pile full of Pokemon cards, but they're not the cool ones, I guess. We're not going to change our buying habits, but how do we talk about this with him? Oh, let me just say same on this. I have been there with the Pokemon cards, and I have, I would say, one of my kids in particular who is kind of really into things. And I was a kid who was like this, and mine was Jordache jeans, gold digger jeans. I really, really wanted to have all the cool clothes that the other kids have. The first thing I will say that I think I've gotten a little perspective about on this is that being dismissive of the things our kids love is not that helpful. And this is hard for me because I would say Pokemon cards are nonsense. Wearing the right kind of clothes is vacuous and empty. And wanting all of this trash that Target sells is useless. And I did have one of my kids sit me down at one point and say, Mom, can I speak to you? And I said, yes, you may. And they said, when you call my things junk, it hurts my feelings. And I kind of laughed, but I also kind of thought, you know, perspective is a lot easier for a middle-aged mom than it is for a little kid. And so I do think, although I am, as you know, if you listen, I am not the biggest advocate of like, we have to understand our kids and think about their needs. But in this case, I would say, I think that trying to let your kid know that you understand the value of the thing that they're interested in is worthwhile. And so, yeah, you're not going to buy every Pokemon card on the block. There are kids who get everything they want. We have a range of friends, and they range from kids who don't have a lot of stuff to kids who I would describe as having a bonkers amount of stuff. And one of the things I try to do is help my kids have a perspective about that. So like, yes, you don't have all the stuff. You have more than many, many kids have, and not as much as some. And that is how it's pretty much always going to be. And then help them have some sense and feeling of control over this. One way we have done this is that my son, who was really struggling with this like anxiety-driven need around stuff that really was concerning me for a while. Like, it's like his dopamine receptors just light up in the Target aisle. Like, he would make his Christmas list. He had always lists of things he wanted. But I think it's to some degree a phase. He has outgrown it to a certain degree. But it's also something I tried to help him contextualize. We gave this thing a name. It was called the grabby greedies. And this was when he would get into a mode where all he could talk about is, when are Nana and Papa coming and what are they going to bring me? And when can we go to Target and get this thing that I saw? And I don't have enough Pokemon cards and the other kids have better ones and I need this whole conversation. I would help him label that as, is this something you really need? Or are you just having that grabby greedy thing where your brain just fires up and lights up at the thought of getting new things? I would help him contextualize it in terms of, remember 3 months ago where the only thing you wanted in the world was that specific kind of Nerf gun and we don't play with it that much? And listen, these conversations, and I always want to say this, it wasn't like we had these conversations and he said, wow, you're so right, mother. Thank you for helping me have that wonderful perspective. Now I know I don't need stuff anymore. It never went like that. We had conversations for years where he would say, I know you're going to say it's grabby greedies, but I really have this thing and I really, really want it. And he would say, I'm afraid to ask you because you always act as if I only want stuff. But it's something that we just kept in the dialogue. Another thing that can sometimes help with this is charts and allowances around things. So you can have X number of Pokemon cards a week in exchange for you need to water the plants and feed the animal, the cat or the dog every day, or you need to help me unload the car every single time I have groceries. Here are your chores. Because I think one of the things that we have to remember too is kids have very little control over anything, really, over what they get, over what they eat, over what they're allowed to do. And so giving my son some agency in this has really helped him. So he gets an allowance of $5 a week. Allowance is very controversial. People have very different thoughts on the amount, but that's what we decided on. And then he can do some extra tasks sometimes to earn a little extra money. And then he can save up and he can get the things he wants. Let me tell you what's coming down after Pokemon cards is this virtual money, Fortnite money and Robux money and all this kind of like in their games, they can purchase stuff. And one thing that has really helped us with that is this allowance. Like, do you have money for it or don't you? And are you going to save for 5 weeks and get the big thing you want? Or are you going to spend it on video game currency once a week and not be able to have the things you want? It allows them to have some agency in it. And then the other decision that we've made, not sure if it's right for your family, is that at gift time, you can ask for whatever you want. So I had a kid who was very into LOL dolls for a while, which I was never particularly a fan of for many different reasons, which I won't go into. And I kind of was like, I don't think I want my kid to have them. And my husband said, you know what? I think if that's what they want to use their birthday money or their birthday asks on, you should stay out of their way and not be like, that's a junky thing that doesn't have any value to me. Therefore, I will not allow it. And so in these ways, you help your kid start to understand the connection and the value of, if I have this much money, if I have this many gifts allotted in a year, what do I want to use them for? And if there are a couple of years where they want to use them on Pokemon cards and you think that's bonkers, I would get out of their way on this. Set your firm boundaries. Of course, you don't want to be a parent who's like, okay, whatever you want, I'm getting you. But find some access points where your kid can make independent decisions about, okay, I have some resources and some control over being able to get the things I want, because eventually they're going to make these decisions on their own. And the earlier they can practice those skills, I'm all for it. I hope that helps. If you have a question for myself or Amy, you can send them to questions at whatfreshhellpodcast.com or ask them on our Facebook page, and you may hear your question addressed in an upcoming episode. Thanks for listening.
If you're a parent, I invite you to join us at the Mindful Mama podcast, where it's all about becoming a less irritable, more joyful parent. With sometimes hilarious and always thought-provoking experts and friends, at Mindful Mama, we know that you cannot give what you do not have. And when you have calm and peace within, then you can give it to your children. I'm Hunter Clark Fields, and I can't wait to see you there. Listen in to the Mindful Mama podcast.
Well, hey there, busy mama. Are you looking for ways to make your life easier, your home less chaotic, and at the same time, add more joy to your life? My name is Deanna Yates, and I'm the host of Wanna Be Clutter-Free, a podcast all about letting go of the stuff we don't need in our lives so that we can focus on what truly matters. Don't worry, I'm not going to tell you to throw it all away or make you feel guilty about keeping something you love, no matter how many other people don't quite understand it. But I will give you practical and, more importantly, actionable advice so that you can make progress right away. And you won't just hear it from me. There are amazing guests too. It's like having your bestie in your pocket, telling you it's okay to let go of the things that are not serving you and your family in a totally non-judgmental way. So join me over on the podcast where we can work on progress over perfection for those of us that want to be clutter-free.